Gut, ich meine, ein Teil der Kopie Tres. Wenn er das ist, geht schon mal mit Eze Dabba, when a person learns something, any part of the Teile, Gemara, Halacha, or anything, Teile with Farish, had Dabba, Lashon Ashkenaz. It's good to be with Farish, to teach the words of Lashon Ashkenaz. It means Lashon Chol. Not the Lashon Kodesh meaning here is Hebrew. And Lashon Ashkenaz means Lashon Chol. Shemaven, the language that he understands. Any language he understands. Who teva lehayim. This brings about a teva favor for the world because it forgives for the sins of the world. V'hu enyan. Benzal explains. He called tzaddik hadoid who bechinas meishesh who bechinas mashiach. Every tzaddik hadoid is a bechina of meishesh rabbeinu who is also a bechina mashiach. Because the pasuk says ad kiyove shiloi, haynu mashiach. Ad kiyove shiloi the melech shamlucha shiloi, the king who will have the kingdom for good, which is mashiach. So Shiva is Mashiach, plain pshat. And the Shiva be gematria Meisha, Shiva gematria Meisha Rabbeinu, so maybe we see that Meisha Mashiach is the same machina. It's later because of the Aleph is the two Yudin and the Vav in the middle, it's two Mashiach, so Meisha Rabbeinu in the Emta, they all come together. The Alkein, Kodahu HaTanoim Echad L'Chavedei, Meisha, K'meshe Kosev, Meisha Shafi Kamenet. Therefore the Tanoim called each one to the Chavedei, said to Meisha, Meisha, you said good. Why do they say Meisha? Because each tzaddik is a mechina Meisha Mashiach. When one is mechadish anything in the Taylor, it says a chidish in Taylor, Elo hadvorim shel achidish heim mechina es Meisha Mashiach. The words of the chidish themselves are a mechina of Meisha Mashiach. Meisha Kosta b'Zayri Kodesh, the Zayri Kodesh says, V'ruach ha-lekim do rucho do Mashiach. Ruach ha-lekim in ha-chefes, ruach ha-lekim do rucho do Mashiach. And the pasuk, Leiv toher b'roli ha-lekim, Leif Toher, Hashem, create me a Leif Toher, so the Zohar Kodesh means Leif Maven. I should have a Leif Toher, I have to be able to understand the words of Torah. And Ruach Nochon, Chadash Bekirbi, Ruach Nochon is Ruach HaMashiach. It says, Ruach HaLikim, Do Ruach HaMashiach. V'lachefes al Pnei HaMayim, Haino HaTorah. V'zeo Shalmano. Ki HaChidushei Torah, Shem HaChadash, Shem Yatsum Mechinas Mashiach. The Chidushei Torah, that a person Mechadash, that you said that Leif Toher, Beroli Likim, Bina, Leif Maven means to understand the double mitzvah, the mechadish Torah. That's the Amelie brings out the words of Torah Chidushim, which are Ruach HaMashiach. Kisham Ruach HaMelachefes, because there the Ruach HaMashiach is Melachef, Apanei HaMayim, Apanei HaMayim Shul Torah. Behind Ruach Piv, Ruach Memalla. Ruach Piv is Ruach of speech. Ruach that speaks the very Torah. Yom Ruach HaZal, and the Gemara says, Ki Meshe Sovel Maren Avor Kol Yisrael, Meshe Beno suffers Yisudim for the sake of all of Yisrael, that he suffers, he is sick because of our sins, to forgive for our sins. Therefore, every tzaddik hadoid who is in the chinah of Meisha Rabbeinu also, Meisha Mashiach, also suffers Yisudim for the sake of Kol Yisrael to enlighten, to make it lighter for them and take off the masa of the avodas. Because he's b'chinas Mashiach, Meisha Mashiach, therefore he too forgives for them. He suffers his sin for them. Pasuk b'Zayri Kodesh, v'hu mechol on b'pshayinu. And this pasuk b'Zayri Kodesh, the Yisavid chol b'kinahu. But about Meisha Ben, he became, mechol means he became chol, weekday. He gave up some of the Kedusha for the sake of the Jews. This is the line that says there in reference to the fact that he was buried chutz la'aretz, chol l'zayis chutz la'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael. Why? To forgive for the Dor HaMidbar. For their sake, he became chol. He's buried b'chol. Is that what the sovel maran? This means that he suffers. He suffered for their sake. This is what we said in the beginning. The person should teach the words he learns in a language that he understands.
Because by teaching it all, so the tzaddik who said it, if we could say, it comes out of b'chinas chol. His words become b'chinas chol. He came to finish, but Lashonu who did a chol, he had goel kedusha said the bottom of the kaimu. Because when a person touches over his lashon Ashkenaz, it becomes did a chol in comparison, compared to the great kedusha of the words as they were said originally. Kfi mashiyotu in piyat tzadik gavam lelim. According to how they came out of the tzadik originally from his goel malosoi, by the zehu mechol the sabbat chol. Throughout this person touching his lashon chol. So the tzaddik who said it becomes mechol, the sabbat chol becomes chol. This is the bechina where the tzaddik suffers in order to forgive for the sake of the Jews.
Ach kol zehom l'pshein adayka. But all this is because of our pshoin. The reason we have to teach Lashon Chol, we who learn it now and teach it over, because of our pshoin, our sins. Ki machos b'sho'enu enu namasig in advonak le'lechol kanal. Because of our pshoin, we cannot be masig the words of the tzaddik except le'lechol. Therefore, we have to teach it le'lechol. The who suffer modern, but we teach it le'lechol, so he suffers because of us, because his words become chol. Ach, begabe, noshim harom enam sichon zabat. Noshim, great mile, don't have to have this. Don't teach Lashon Chol. Ki masig in advonak le'lechol. They are mocking the words that they came out of the tzaddik themselves, so they can say it exactly in those same words. But for us, it's a big madrega, a big taiva for us, a taicha of the words of Lashon Chol, because when we taicha of Lashon Chol, so those words become chol, which means that the tzaddik is sovereign modern, and therefore it's a kapora for the Jews. So the Rebbeinu Zal said that the ikkud is for a person to learn and to taicha it when he learns. By learning and taiching it, so it's the tzaddik is sovereign modern, and the chapra of Israel, so the Rebbeinu Zal said it's a taiva for every one of the Jews. If one person learns and teaches over the words, b'derech chayil. Baruch Hashem.